Welcome to the latest edition of the Global Game Podcast, the official podcast of WBSC, the World Baseball Softball Confederation, as we hit the month of July in 2022 and the international baseball and softball calendars getting set to start with it. I am your host. My name is Tyler Mon. Thanks for joining us on this month's edition of the Global Game. We've got a great conversation coming up for you here in just a little bit, and the international baseball and softball calendars, as I noted, pretty soon to get going. The World Games in Birmingham, Alabama, U-12 and U-15 Baseball World Cups are coming up over the next couple of months, as well as U-23s later on. All kinds of stuff on the baseball and softball schedules as the summer gets deeper and deeper here in the Northern Hemisphere. And we've got a guest on this month's edition who we're expecting to see in some international baseball competitions as the summer moves along toward the fall. And that is longtime Czech national team representative, Czech Republic baseball luminary over the last decade plus, Martin Červenka, who joins the show. We got a chance to catch up with Martin last week from his home in the Prague area, and it was so much fun. We have a very wide-ranging conversation, and if you are in need of somebody who's got a really good perspective on life and on sports in life and how to handle failure in sports that really project failure extremely regularly to the athletes that play them and to the fans that watch them, this conversation with Martin Červenka is very much going to be something that you will enjoy. Martin, a longtime professional ball player in the Cleveland and Baltimore organizations, as well as with the New York Mets in professional baseball in the United States, and a guy who now is back home playing for the Eagles in the Czech Extra League in his hometown of Prague. And we get a chance to talk about that. We get a chance to discuss growing up a baseball fan and a baseball player in a country where people around the world may not know just how good the baseball in the Czech Republic is. But what got Martin into that? What kept him in it as he started to get some interest from scouts and from national team representatives and all of that? And a guy who has yet to hit his 30th birthday still has a lot of time left on his baseball calendar, and someone who we're anticipating seeing with the Czech national team in competitions to come. Martin Červenka, without further ado, joins the show on this month's edition of the Global Game from WBSC. We are delighted to head to the Czech Republic on this month's edition of the Global Game podcast from WBSC and catch up there with a guy who has been one of the pillars of the Czech national team and Czech professional players over the last decade now, which I'm sure feels crazy to think about your professional life dating back a decade. But Martin Červenka joins us from Prague today, correct? How are you, Martin? It's good to see you.
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It is a long and very diverse baseball career that we're going to get a chance to talk with you about today. And that's one of my favorite things to get a chance to do on this show is to get to talk to players who have played all over the place. But I want to start with where you are right now, which you are back home playing in the Extra League in the Czech Republic for the Eagles in Prague. And you get an opportunity to go home, play in the top level league in your home country after playing in the United States since 2011. What's it like going back and playing now back home, being in Prague, getting a chance to take on the best players in your country and see baseball from that side of it?
Yeah, I mean it's interesting, definitely. Obviously, the level of play that I played in US or during my career, it's a little bit different here, so, you know, but it's still a decent competition. We have, you know, some teams have really good imports, so it makes the league somewhat tougher. So that's good. And I want to say overall, the Czech league got a lot younger. There's a bunch of veteran guys who had pro experience. You know, they retired for, you know, different reasons, families and stuff, work. So right now the league, the players got a lot younger. So for example, the team I play for, like, I think we have like three guys who are over 30 and then the rest of the guys like 18 and to 25. So it's a bunch of young guys. So it's a lot of fun, you know, playing with them and stuff. They bring the energy. So that's kind of cool.
What's crazy is you're only 29, but you get to be kind of a veteran guy on this team. What is that like for you? You're coming up on your 30th birthday in August. What is that like for you to be somebody who now sees these young guys come in, you kind of get to help out?
I mean, I don't know. I'll help out as much as I can. Whenever they have a question, I'll try to answer with my experience or whatever, like what I think is the best way to approach different stuff. So I'll try to do that. But I mean, I'm just enjoying the game playing with them. Like I don't think about me being the old guy or veteran or whatever. Like, I just think that kind of comes naturally to some people. So, yeah.
Let's talk about your baseball life. You originally signed with the Cleveland organization. You made your professional debut in 2011. And to be somebody who got to climb through basically every level of minor league baseball professionally in the United States, I know you played Dominican Winter League ball as well. You made it to AAA, a step under Major League Baseball here in the U.S. You've seen pretty much everything there is to see on a baseball field. When you think back to 16, 17, 18-year-old Martin, when you were just getting set to sign and move to the U.S. and all of that, if you were to talk with that kid today, what do you think that conversation would be like 10 years later with everything you've seen, everything you've learned?
I don't know. I've seen every level except Major League. And it's kind of it's going to hurt me a little bit, but it is what it is. But what I would tell myself, I don't know, to be honest, just enjoy it, work hard, enjoy it. Like there's so many variables in pro ball that you just can't control. So you just really got to focus on yourself, enjoy the ride, and, you know, do the best you can. I mean, that's always all you can do. Like there's, like I said, there's so much stuff that you, it's out of your control, that if people are going to move up, playing time and everything else, that it just, it's tough business. But I mean, like I tell all these kids who ever ask me about it, I just say, like, if you just enjoy baseball, work hard, and, you know, see where it takes you, kind of.
When you were a kid, how did you get into it to start? I mean, the Czech national team program, you know, at the youth level, at the senior level, is one of the best in Europe. I think people are always stunned, you know, when I talk to people in the States, to learn that the Czech Republic is such a good baseball country surprises people here in Europe. In the European baseball community, it's certainly not a surprise. But what got you into baseball when you were a kid?
My dad getting me into it. So, you know, my brother, I got a brother who's a year and a half older than me. And then, so when my brother was born and I was born, you know, so my dad, he was coaching baseball back here in Czech. So ever since I can remember, we were like little kids, you know, in strollers and stuff. He was taking us to a baseball field since, you know, winter practices with the team. So we are always around the game. And then, you know, we started playing. We always played catch together with my brother. We practiced together growing up, you know, so it's kind of, it was an advantage for us being, you know, same age. So we always played at the same level pretty much growing up. That's cool. So it was really nice. Yeah. But like I said, so my dad got me into it. You know, I got stuck with it somehow, fell in love with the game. All of my family loves the game. We still watch it to this day. So yeah, that's how I got into it.
How did your dad get into it? If we were to go back a step further, what got him into it?
So my dad, so it's kind of an interesting story. He was I think I want to say he was 12 years old roughly. And he played soccer. He was a soccer goalkeeper at the time. And then there was one rainy day or whatever, from what I heard the story, that he didn't have the best goalkeeper gloves. And so the ball was slippery. He let go some shots go by him because the ball was slippery and just slipped by him. So his dad, so my granddad, knew a couple of people who played softball in Czech in Prague at the time, at Kutláška or Chemie, I think, somewhere in Davidsie, so it's part of the Prague. So next day my dad was like, I don't want to play soccer anymore. So he's like, okay. So his dad knew softball people, so he brought him to softball practice, and my dad just fell off with softball. And then obviously, like, at the time, softball is a lot bigger than baseball, but as he got into it a little bit more, then he got into baseball as well. And then, you know, he was like 23 when he had my brother, 24 when he had me, roughly, I think. So once he started coaching after that, so yeah.
That's awesome. And it's so interesting too, because for so many baseball fans and athletes and supporters around the world, softball a lot of times is kind of the way into the bat and ball sports, and vice versa. People who originally got into baseball who then turn to softball, which is so cool. And, you know, you get to grow up with a brother and a dad who love the game. When did you kind of start to realize, like, oh, I might be able to do something in this? This could be a route for me to go professionally. When did that come?
Never.
You're still waiting on it.
I'm still waiting. Yeah. No, I don't know. I could, to be honest, I'm completely honest. Like, obviously, like, I was a kid, I wanted to sign. I wanted to play in the U.S. and everything. You know, like that was my dream. But even when I was signing, it's kind of funny because I was when I was 15, I did this tryouts, MLB tryouts in Europe and Italy. Back then it was in Italy. I don't know what I do now, but and it was an Indian scout who signed me, Peter Gann. He's from Australia.
Yeah.
I remember one day he was talking to us about what scouts are looking for in players. And I was thinking to myself, well, I don't think I'm going to ever sign with Cleveland. But, you know, whatever happened, whatever he saw in me, you know, he contacted me that November. So he came over to Prague, I signed and everything. But like I said, like I wanted to sign, but I was never sure, you know, if I was good enough when I was 16 or whatever, or when I was 15, because I was a smaller kid at the time. I didn't hit my growth spurt yet. That happened a couple years later. So I was a smaller kid. I don't know. I didn't know if I had, well, I had some talent for baseball, obviously, but I wasn't, when you're 15, you don't like, at least I wasn't that way where I was like, okay, I'm going to beat it, you know, whatever. Like I wanted to sign everything, but I didn't think I had a chance. I was just kind of enjoying the game. I was enjoying the process of like, okay, it was kind of cool. I got invited to try out with, you know, there was like 7-8 guys from Czech, a bunch of people from all around Europe, went to Italy for a month long practice. I was just enjoying that I can see, you know, practice with guy like we had a Brent Main, who was a big league catcher for 14 years. He was our instructor there. So it was really cool working with him. So I was just enjoying that. I never really like, I didn't go there and like was like, okay, I'm going here so I can get signed. I was just, okay, I'm just going here because I'm enjoying the game. I want to practice. I want to get better. And then out of nowhere, like I got an email. I was like, oh, like we want to sign. I was like, oh, great.
That is amazing.
When
you told your dad or your brother, the rest of your family, what was the reaction like when you're like, hey, so I got this email and it turns out I'm going to be a professional baseball player. What was your family's reaction like?
Yeah, no, they were really excited, obviously. Like, my dad was excited. All my family, my dad, my mom, my brother. So, yeah, they're excited, happy for me and everything. And, you know, obviously, like, I was 16, so I needed my parents' approval or my parents' signature as well because I wasn't an adult yet. Officially, I was a minor. So, you know, when we had the meeting with the scout and everything and they talked to us through the contract and all the process, my parents obviously were there, you know, they'll – asking a bunch of right questions as always. So yeah, they're happy for me.
I can't even imagine the feeling of, I would think that there was probably one day, one night, something where you're laying in bed and thinking to yourself, like, you know, this time a few years ago, I'm like a normal kid growing up. This is a sport that I have as a hobby. I'm in school, I'm doing whatever. Now I'm a professional baseball player. And not only that, you're going to move, you know, 8,000 miles away and ply this trade in the U.S. What did that feel like, especially to do it? You know, you come over at 17, 18 years old. What did that feel like to be a world away from home and be trying something like this?
I can't remember if I ever was like that as a kid when I was just laying in bed thinking about all this, to be honest. Maybe I was, I just don't remember it. I really don't remember. But yeah, so what was cool about my experience with the Indians or Cleveland organization was that, you know, last time I was 16, but I didn't come over to U.S. till I was 18. I was done with my high school. So that was kind of prepared me a little bit my first time ever to U.S., I flew to U.S. for extended spring for 3 weeks. And actually the first time my dad flew with me for the first week because, you know, I was traveling. So it was really nice that, like, I kind of ease into it, like, so I was away by myself for whatever 3 week period away from my parents. Then I came back home, and so I got ease into it. And then during summer I went to Australia actually. So I played in Australian Baseball Academy, which was I think under MLB at the time as well. And there I had my scouts who, you know, kind of took care of me. So it was really, really cool. I practiced with him every day and whatever I needed to help me. So it was really nice. And there are other Czech players as well that were signed at the time. So it kind of, as well, also, like, you know, I got some Czech friends there. You know, I'm in Australia, which is on the other side of the world. But I had some Czech friends who I grew up with. So there was, like, there was three of us first year and two of us next year. So it was really nice, you know, this way just being, you know, just getting ease into the stuff. Like, okay, I got to get used to living in different countries away from my family. But yeah, that's fine. I'm not going to go there for you know, see, like they just threw me and I'll be away for 6 months at a time. It was 3 weeks, then it was 2 months, then next year it was 3 weeks or 4 weeks by myself again, and it was 2 months in Australia, and then, you know, I came over for the ACL season in 2011, so which was 3 months, and then next year I went for a full year.
Yeah. I remember talking pretty recently with I do some university level athletic broadcasting in the States, and talking with a head basketball coach about how he likes recruiting international players because they come over so much more sort of emotionally developed and with the confidence and the ability to be away from home for long stretches of time, you know, devote themselves to getting better at a sport and to studying and to doing all of that. The learning curve when you got into pro ball, you know, the limitation of the amount of the batch or the amount of pitchers that you get to work with or whatever during a shorter season in the Czech Republic. Obviously, when you go to the U.S. and it's the only thing you're doing in pro ball, how was that cool for you? The fact that you kind of got to dive in and just like, all right, I'm going to get to do this all day, every day. What was that experience like as you got to do that as a, you know, starting your pro career?
Yeah. I mean, definitely. Like, it was really cool because that's what I wanted to do as a kid. So, you know, I just get to wake up, go to the field, practice, play a game, go back, and next day you do the same thing. So like, I enjoyed it. It was really great experience. And obviously, like, the level of competition was a lot better than what I was used to, which was kind of expected. So, but yeah, having, you know, practicing every day at bats, like when you're 18, like your body, like you just feel great all the time, so you don't really worry about it. I can tell as I got older, when I played last year in AAA, I can tell that my body was like, okay, this is not the same as it's not the same as when I was 18. So
it's a little, you know, different.
You
now.
You catch a 9-inning game, you're like, you get to 8th inning, you're like, oh, my lower back's getting sore. Like, but when you're 18, you can just go like every single day, you just go over and over. You take X amount of swings, you're like, I still feel great. It's all good. So it doesn't matter what kind of food you eat and everything. So, cause your body's just fresh, but yeah. But I remember like at the time my coaches were telling me like, you gotta learn to take it easy some days because your body's going to break down when you get older. But luckily I didn't have many injuries, so my body didn't really break down, but yeah.
I'm 36. But, yeah, man. So let me tell you, it only gets worse. No, I'm just kidding.
I know. I'm counting on it. I don't know how many more years I got playing with. But yeah, so no, but back to your question, like it was great experience just getting into pro ball, you know, being able to do baseball every single day because that's what I wanted to do ever since I was a younger kid. So yeah, it was really, really, really cool.
Martin, from the, you know, we're the official podcast of international baseball and softball. Let's tie this to your experience with the Czech national program. You've got your baseball Czech shirt and polo on right now. You've had so much experience at the national team level, and not just in a competitive sense, playing on the international stage, but developmentally as well. Take us through kind of what that's been like. I know you were part of the U23 team in 2014 that had the best finish at the U23 level. I remember calling games in which you were playing in the Europe and Africa Olympic qualifier, which was shortly after the European Championship that you guys took part in. Being part of the national team program, what has that meant to you and how has that contributed to your development?
Yeah, I mean, ever since I was a little kid, I want to say 10, 11 maybe, I started playing for the national league teams. And obviously, like being in Europe, it helps you get exposed more. It helps you play more games during the season, play against better competition when you play European championships and stuff. So, yeah, so I started, I can't remember what year it was, maybe 2004 was the first time I played for Czech National League team. I was 12 at the time, I think. And we actually won gold at the European championship at the time. So it was kind of cool. And then I just, you know, as I got older, we won 2007, we won the, I think, I don't know. I was 2007. I was 15. So we won that tournament. We won gold as well. We had just my players that were my age at the time. So like our year that was born like 1991, 1992, 1993. We're always playing for top, you know, top for gold medals or bronze medals in European level. So you know, we brought this like winning culture and everything, and we tried to push it into the men's club as well as the, you know, older guys that were there. So, yeah, so all of this, like, just, you know, developmentally helps you out because, like I said, you play better competitions, more games. So definitely a big part of my you know, baseball experience and baseball career was Czech National League team.
One of the things that has stood out, and I'm glad you brought this up, because it feels like the culture of the Czech National program is so strong, that it's so businesslike, it's so professional, the desire to win, the work. I remember being at spring training covering a Milwaukee Brewers camp one day ahead of the 2016 WBC qualifiers, and I think you guys were there as a national team. Trot Nixon, I believe, was helping out. The former Red Sox player was helping
out.
So
what happened with all that is in 2014 I think they Czech Baseball Association hired Mike Griffin as a National League team head coach manager, and he kind of brought in this culture of winning. Like before, like, it was always like, okay, with the men's teams, like, I don't know, like, always I started playing on men's teams in 2012, I think, and then in 2014 Mike got hired. He changed the mentality of players, and he was like, okay, like, he told us what he expected of us, of the Czech players. Obviously with me it was a little bit different since I was in pro bowl, but he just told Czech players, like, expect you guys to be at least, you know, 6 times a week on the field, you know, doing like 1 hour practice. Like, that's enough for me. So, and, you know, guys committed to it. And you can tell, like, from 2014 to, you know, when we had the European, my last European championship was in 2019. Like, from that time, like, during the 5 years, like, we got from, you know, being team that always going to finish fifth or, like, never going to play for top, you know, like, we, every time we played Netherlands, every time we played Italy, like, Spain, or, you know, whatever team was fourth, I don't know, I can't remember. It was always like, okay, we're going to play a game against them, but most likely we're going to lose. But, you know, with Mike, what he brought in was like, every game we go into, we're going to try to win. Like, so no matter where we play, you know, we played the WBC qualifier, we played Mexico, you know, we lost 2-1, but we played a really good game. We lost to Nicaragua in the extras, you know, we beat Germany there. So it was kind of, you know, all this that Mike brought in. And, you know, so heads off to him that he brought it in with Corey Lee, Trot Nixon. He brought in Trot Nixon as a, I want to say, special advisor, because he showed up a couple of times. So it was kind of cool. And Jay Stott was helping us out with mental side as well. So, you know, guys committed to it, and it was great. It was really good. So
That's what's so cool to me is it's, you know, I remember showing up to that Europe and Africa qualifier, and it just felt like, oh, there's something special with this Czech team.
Yeah, definitely. And what also helped was that most guys on that team had experience from playing outside of Czech Republic.
Right.
Not like, we have a bunch of guys who played in Pro Bowl in US, but we also had a bunch of guys who played, you know, in Italy, in Netherlands, in Belgium, or whatever, like, all around. So it has just helped out that, you know, it kind of all came together, that we had coach who was expected us to win, and we had players who had enough experience and they were good enough to play at that level, and they worked hard as well. So it was kind of all this combination that, you know, brought in together, and we had really strong 6, 7, 8 years with Mike, which was great for Czech baseball, because we did some really cool things. So we played some really good games, and, you know, like, I remember when Mike was first time, because what we did was it was in usually like September, October, I think. We went to, so Mike knew a bunch of college people, so we went to Czech national team, went to North Carolina. We played against college teams, and first year they went, I think they were like 1-7 or something. And then next year we went, or I went with the teams. First year I didn't go because of my US, you know, I couldn't go because I was in Pro Bowl. But next time I went, I didn't have Pro Bowl, and yeah, I didn't have anything with my organization. So I went with the Czech National League team, and I remember, like, I think we end up being like 6-2 or something like that. So we, like, it was within 2 years, and we went from losing every single game. We were like, okay, we compete every single game, and we actually won most games. So it was kind of cool. Yeah.
That's amazing.
And we played against some really strong programs. So it was really cool. Yeah.
And it just feels like when you lay a foundation like that, like especially now as you're talking with the Eagles, your team currently back home in the extra league, when you are somebody who can help build a foundation and now you have these young guys coming along behind you, how much stronger does that make the national team that you guys have gone out and proven like this can be done? You were the only team to beat Israel in that Europe and Africa qualifier for the Olympics.
Yeah.
If you didn't get off to kind of a tough start the first 2 days there, you probably would have been the Olympic representative out of Europe and Africa. And there's just such a fundamental level of business-like confidence when it comes to the Czech national team. How much does that help with these young guys now?
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing. Like, I'm interesting to see what's going to happen because, like I said, a bunch of the old guys that we had on the European qualifier the Olympic qualifier in Italy, but a bunch of the guys retired or they're still playing, but not for Czech National League team. So I'm excited to see what all these young guys that have to step up now, like how they're going to look. Like right now, we have some really good guys. We have Vojta Menchik, who's playing in pro ball. We have Mara Chlup, who is in playing college. He was All-American in D2 school, so which was really cool for him. And we have Padishak, we have Kovala, we have some young guys who are playing in some really good colleges, D1, D2 colleges as well. So, yeah, so I'm excited to see all these guys come up, you know, get to the National League team and, you know, help the National League team win and, you know, continue the trend and culture that, you know, we set up with the older guys that, you know, obviously, like, I'm still around somewhat. We'll see how much longer I can last, but I'll try to make sure that all these guys understand that what it means to be in a National League team, what we expect from them, not coaches. Like, I don't want to say I don't care what coaches think, but I just want to be like, okay, this is also players. Like, me as the other player now, like, with all the other guys, we sat down and like, okay, this is what we expect from you guys, and this is what you guys are going to do if you want to play with National League team. Because I'm at that point where, like, I might sound bad, but I don't want to put in the effort if I see that the other guys aren't putting in the effort. I don't want to go to the, like, I don't want to be the National League team that, okay, we're going to go to the field and we're going to lose. Like, I don't want that. Yeah. Like, it's a game. You're going to win, you're going to lose, but I want to go every single game. I want to have confidence in my team, in myself, that we're going to go out there and we can do our best and we got a chance to win.
You've That's come so far that you don't want, you're yeah. not going to go back to what it
exactly.
used to
be. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That's like, awesome. I don't want to go backwards. So
that is
I want to make sure all these young guys understand that. And, you know, like, if they're willing to work, like, great. Like, we'll welcome them. Obviously, like, we're going to have some tough games. We're going to have some great games, but it's baseball. But as long as you work, as long as you prepare, get ready for us every single game, like, I'm okay with whatever happens, you know?
Man, that gave me goosebumps. That's like, do you need a 36-year-old out-of-shape dude with no Czech heritage? Do you need anybody like that? Because I'd come play for you.
Yeah, I mean, we'll take you. I don't care if you know how to play baseball and you're willing to work, why not?
I played some very middling high school baseball in the U.S. state of Colorado, so don't you worry. I have to ask you this question as an admittedly dumb American. So I broadcasted your games in Parma and Bologna, as noted, and I feel like you're going to know where I'm going with this when I start to ask it. Your name is Martin Chervenka. And you had a teammate on that team named Martin Chervenka with an I at the end. Is that confusing to anybody on your side? Or is it like if we had two players on a team here and it was Smith and Smythe, I'd be like, oh, that's very opposite. I get that. But for me as a broadcaster, I was like, oh, God, I can't screw this up. Is it like at practice? Is it like confusing when somebody's like, Martin, does that ever come up in any way?
No, it never happened. Like, it never... when we played together, like, I never got an issue with or any of my teammates or anybody. I remember one time it's funny, kind of. I think it was year 2018 actually. So I went to the Arizona Fall League that year, and then I know Czech National League team, they were playing at the, I think it was Super Six, it was in Netherlands at the time, and he was there. I remember I was watching the games on YouTube or broadcasting or whatever. I can't remember. I just watched it somewhere. And then they're saying his name, so Martin Chervenka, and they were putting up my stats from that.
It's not him. It's not me.
Yeah. So I was like, so I was watching my girlfriend. She's still with me, but we're still together. But she was saying the same thing. So like, I'm going to call them because they're messing everything up. I was like, well, just whatever. Like, just leave it. It happens.
Okay. I'm very happy that at least I'm not the only one on that side. But if I was from, you know, if I'm from Brno or something, I'm not going to look at your name. No. Oh, it's so similar.
No. Okay. No. Like the people here, they, I never got an issue with that.
Like I said, I'm admittedly a very dumb American. I knew that it was going to be my problem.
No, I understand. For us, it would be confusing the other way. If he goes right. Smythe, they'd be like, oh,
exactly. Crap. You'd be like, this is the same exact name. Okay, good. That makes it feel better. When you got a chance to, you climb through, you know, like you said, you get to the level right below the major leagues. You played at so many like classically minor league stops. You get to go, you start out in the Arizona, what was then known as the Arizona League. It's now the Arizona Complex League, but then you go to the Midwest League with Lake County. You're at Mahoning Valley in the New York Penn League. You go through Lynchburg in the Carolina League, Bowie when you go to the Orioles organization in the Eastern League. Like you get to make so many of these minor league stops. You went to the Arizona Fall League, which for fans who are not familiar is kind of the showcase off-season league for top prospects in baseball. What did it feel like, you know, when you wake up in the morning in Lynchburg, Virginia, and there's, you know, you're going to Calvin Falwell Field and it's this old timey ballpark and, you know, you're in a small town, you're in a pretty surrounding, but definitely a very different place from home. What was that like for a kid, at, you know, in your early 20s doing that in the U.S.?
No, I mean, it was really cool, obviously. I enjoyed every bit of it. Like you brought up Lynchburg, you know, that was probably one of my best years just because we won the championship that year, my only championship in minor league. So that was, I remember that team, like it was, what was really cool about that team. Like, first of all, we had really good players. Like we had Shane Bieber, Tristan McKenzie, who are big leaguers now with the Indians. We had Civale as well. Like, bunch of Francisco Mejia wasn't there, but you know we had Willy Castro who's with Detroit in big leagues now.
Yeah,
we have a lot of talent. But what just I remember about that team is like we're so tight together. Like it was really cool. Just you know we enjoyed being you know at the field. We enjoyed being outside of the field. Just enjoyed being together as a team. Like it wasn't like you know a group of guys. It was one big group of guys. So that was the best part about Lynchburg in 2017. So yeah, like those are some really good memories. Like, and you know, just you know, spending time with my best friends, like you know, a bunch of guys that I really enjoyed spending time with and just enjoyed playing with, and you know still try to be in contact with them to this day. So it's really cool.
Go ahead.
No, just overall, like minor league, like it's minor leagues, it's like it can be a grind, obviously. But like me mentally, I was never trying to put myself in a position where I was like, oh, it's so such a grind and everything. Like just thinking like that. No, I was like, no, it's just enjoying the game, you know, enjoying the process, just you know, taking it as it is. Like you know, one day you're playing here, like we're playing somewhere, but it smelled like dog food everywhere. So during the game, I can remember it was in Midwest League somewhere. I remember like when you wake up, you just smell it. You're like, oh my God. But you know, you just go to the field, just go, you know, just
where are they making dog food around here?
you just go enjoy it and just go to the field. You practice, you know, get better, have fun with your teammates. Like, you know, it's minor leagues. Like it's hard to explain if you don't really experience it, I guess. But you know, some like the food you get sometimes, like obviously it's getting better now, but you know, when I played in those leagues, like Midwest League and stuff, like there are places you just like, okay, like, it is what it is. But you know, what I thought of it, like, and this is like, honestly, like what I actually thought at the time, and I still think it is, it's like, it's part of the baseball. You know, it's always minor leagues has always been part of the baseball, and it's never going to be as glamorous as big leagues, obviously. So you just take it as it is. Like you know, if you think about it and you put yourself down too much about like, oh, I have to do this and that, and I'm staying at this place, like it's a bad hotel. Like if you think about this, it's going to put you down so much down mentally. And game as it is, it's so hard mentally that if you let all of this other stuff affect you, like it's going to affect your performance as well. Yeah. So me just, I remember at the time, I was always like enjoying it. Like I never complained about, you know, all this stuff. Yeah, you're going to complain to your teammates, but it's kind of jokingly, but you know, I wasn't taking it too personally. Like I was jokingly like saying stuff, but you know, like you just gotta, you know, embrace it really. Like it's baseball, it's minor leagues. It's been there 40, 50 years ago, and it's going to be here for 30, 40 years now from now. Maybe, you know, maybe the condition's going to get better in the future. I don't know. But when I was there, I was like, guys before me did it. You know, they went through it. I got to go through it as well. You know, so if I complain too much, like I might just be here for a year or two and then my performance is going to be so bad, I'll have to, you know, be somewhere else, you know, be done or whatever. So I just embrace it and just go with it. Yeah.
One of the things that that you brought up earlier, you get so close to the big leagues, and I feel like you are somebody who, and there are so many people like this around baseball and around every stage of life. I feel like you got really derailed by the pandemic, because you hit free agency, I think, at the end of 2019. There was no minor league season in 2020, so you don't get an opportunity to go out your age 27 season and showcase yourself. And I know you ended up with the Mets at age 28 in 2021, but you go a whole year without playing competitively when you've been used to playing minor league ball for 8 years. When you think back on that, and obviously, I mean, your career is hopefully very far from over, and there have been far crazier things that have happened than somebody going back home, playing for a little while and finding another route back in, if that's what you wanted to do, and still holding out that dream. But when you think back on that pause, not getting to play in 2020, you know, having a little bit of time in the Met system in 2021, and then going and playing winter league ball, and now being back home, what have the last 3 years felt like?
Well, I mean, obviously, like, I'm not a guy to complain too much, as you know. So, but pandemic happened. It happened. It affected me. It affected other baseball players as well. You know, affected people outside of baseball as well, obviously. So, you know, people lost their jobs and everything during pandemic as well. So you got to look at it this way. You know, baseball was a job for me at the time, and I was lucky enough that I still signed and I played last year. So, yeah, but you know, you know, when you're 27, you're, you know, on top of your game pretty much. That's what you feel like, you know. And I remember going into that season, like, I felt physically, you know, mentally, and I felt in really, really good shape. I was like, I mean, I always felt like that, so I can say that. But
I've never felt physically in really good shape. So I'm very envious of that.
No, but yeah, like it just takes away, you know, it takes away year of advance, year of, you know, experience. Right. Maybe, you know, right. Maybe you would figure something out that just, you know, something would click for you, because I had a really, really good year in 2018. Then 2019 was a bit of a struggle. I had a little injury that slowed me down a little bit, but I was, you know, doing better towards the end. And then obviously 2020, I was, you know, looking forward to that season. I, you know, I put in the work, felt great with my swing, you know, felt good about my catching and everything. So I got invited to the big league camp with Baltimore again. So I was there as well. So it was a really, really cool experience. And then, you know, we got cut short because of the pandemic. It's unfortunate, but, you know, we didn't start the minor league season at all, which I was hoping we would, but obviously it didn't happen. But yeah, like I can't say what would happen if pandemic didn't happen, and maybe I would have gotten a chance in big leagues. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know, but it happened. I just gotta, you know, it affected me. Maybe it affected other people. So I can't. I'm not the only guy who affected. So I can't. I'm not complaining, or just, I just take it as it is. Like, it happened. I can't change it. It's in the past. Like, I just gotta look into the future and see what happens. You know, with baseball or outside of baseball. It just, I understand I'm at that stage now with baseball that my chances of going to Pro Bowl are slim. You know, getting slimmer every single day, but I enjoyed what I did. You know, I always put in 100%, so I have no regrets about anything. Yeah. So,
and we got to have a like the Martin Mental podcast, because your outlook on things is so good. I feel like everybody would be able to benefit it just, from it.
Yeah, but it's all that baseball experience. Just,
right?
You know, it just
right?
Yeah, you just go through it, and you just, like, looking back, like, you just always, like, well, it's life, like, you know, And it, what I really appreciate about baseball, or my professional experience as well, all together, is that I feel like it prepares me for life after baseball, like, so much better than just than if I just did, you know, went to, like, I have my college degree as well, by the way, but if I just was like, okay, like, after my high school, I went to college for what, 4 years, 5 years, whatever, and just did college, you know, and then got to work and just did work. Like, I feel like just because I did college with baseball, with pro baseball, and then obviously all my experiences, you know, in professional sports, and I feel like that's not just baseball, but professional sports overall. It prepares you for life, you know, really, like, in a really, really good way, because you got to be mentally tough about everything. You can't take failure too much, you know, like, because there's so much failure in baseball and sports in general, but especially baseball. So it just prepares you for life to have different, like, outlook. Okay, like, just take things as they happen and just react to whatever happens, you know. You don't dwell on it, on anything too much.
All right, man, a couple more questions and I'm going to get you out of here because I have taken up way too much of your evening. but it's funny because we're doing this in the middle of the day for me. It's Friday night in Prague. And you got the opportunity to go play winter ball in the Dominican Republic. And that is something that, I mean, talk about baseball bucket list things for people. Winter ball is a whole different world. And when
especially in DR,
exactly. It's one thing if you go, you know, in Mexico, it's its own brand of crazy, and Venezuela and everywhere. But to go play in the Dominican Republic, that league is incredible. What was that experience like for you? You got most recently to play with the Toros who are in La Romana, Toros del Este. Take me through, and that was your second time in the DR, but take me through your first game experience in a Dominican Winter League game with tens of thousands of people chanting, drumming, going nuts, dancing, all of that. I mean, it's a party atmosphere for nine innings.
Yeah. I mean, it's Pro Bowl is crazy. Like, Dominican Pro Bowl is really, really crazy. Like, people, they care so much about their team winning that, like, remember it was last year or this offseason when I played. We're driving from the place we were staying at to the ballpark. We stop at a stoplight, and there are people knocking on our van, on our window, that because we lose and we suck and we need to start hitting and all that. So it was like, you know, so I just, yeah, it was really cool. But, you know, you enjoy the experience. Like, they being an import there, or even being the home guy, they look at you like the little kids. They look at you like, you know, like you're, you know, big league. You never played in big leagues, but they look at you that way. So it's really, really, really cool experience. And then the amount of passion people, you know, they have for baseball there, like, it's amazing. Like, they care so much, you know. If you, like, I mean, it might be a bad example, but if you're winning, you know, they give you free drinks at the hotels and stuff. If you're losing, you got to pay for everything. So...
we'll be taking the money this evening.
Exactly. So it's crazy, like, all this that happens down there. But it was a great experience. Like the level of play, like, you play against guys like, I got to play against Albert Pujols, who's a legend in baseball, obviously. Like, I play against, it was really, really cool experience for me to be catching, and he was hitting there, you know, calling pitches when he was hitting. So it's something I'll never forget. Robinson Cano, we play against him, you know, there are a bunch of guys who had, you know, 8, 7, 8 years in big leagues who are playing in Mexico now, but they're still really, really good pitchers. So yeah, like, all of this experience, like, it's really cool. And I'm blessed that I was able to enjoy it and able to go and, you know, able to, you know, just see the atmosphere, you know, enjoy the experience. And so it was really, really nice.
You've got to experience some really incredible baseball destinations, and you know, and there are still more opportunities ahead for you. Obviously this year, World Baseball Classic qualifiers coming up. We've got, as crazy as this is to think, there's a Premier 12 tournament scheduled for next year, which is nuts because it feels like we've all lived a decade since the last one, since we had a pandemic and everything else. But there are so many different things now down the track for you. And being somebody who you know, you profile as the ideal future coach or manager, potentially, if you wanted to go that route, because you've been a catcher, you've seen everything at every different level possible. Is that something that you've thought of? And, you know, again, like I said, you're not yet 30, so you can still have a decade more of your playing days. But if you thought down the road, like, yeah, this is something that, you know, your dad was a coach, you potentially could be somebody. Have you thought about that as maybe a next step with the national team or elsewhere?
I don't know. I don't want to sound cocky, but cocky or anything, but I'm always like, right now, I'm like, I don't want to coach because I feel like I'm better than the players that I'm coaching. So then whatever happens at the, on the field, I'll be like, well, I could have done that better. What are you doing?
I'm gonna pull you and I'm going to put me in now.
Exactly. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I didn't definitely, like, it just depends. Like, it really depends what would happen. Like, maybe in Pro Bowl, coaching Pro Bowl, maybe that would be something that I would be interested in. Just really depends. Like, obviously, like, I want to start to have him, you know, start a family, you know, having kids and stuff. So it would be, like, something that it's going to have to stay in that as well. But, managing young kids, like, I'm not sure. Like, I never thought about Czech National League team, to be honest, about managing that. So I'm still playing, you know, this year. So here, and then we'll see how much longer I'll be playing, because, you know, you gotta look for jobs elsewhere as well, so it's just time consuming after that sometimes. And if I want to start family and everything, there's gotta be, you know, time balance that, you know, you just gotta understand it as a head of family.
But like I said,
like, you know, coaching, managing in Pro Bowl, like, maybe I'll be open to it. Just depends on the circumstances and everything. And managing Czech National League team, right now we have a new manager, Pavel Chadim. It'll be interesting what's going to happen, because, like, if he's in a little bit of different position, because we have, like I said, a bunch of older guys retired from the Czech National League team, so we have a lot of young guys. So, you know, the experience going to be maybe missing a little bit, but we'll see what's going to happen with that. And I know Pavel from my, you know, early, he was actually my first Czech National League team manager when I was 12.
Cool.
So I have a long, long history with him. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. He was there in 2014 when we finished fifth at the World, I don't know if U23s. It was a World Championship. Yeah, no. U23s. Yeah, yeah. He was the manager there. So I had a history there with him as well. But, yeah, so it'll be, you know, hopefully, like, he's going to do, like, I know he has a passion for baseball, he has passion for coaching, and I know he wants to, he'll do his best for the Czech National League, for Czech baseball overall. So, yeah.
All right, man. Last thing for you. You are right now in the middle of a break in the Czech season, and you were explaining to me before we started recording kind of how the Czech season breaks down. So for your Eagles team, you're in the top six. You'll move on to the top six qualifications, the play, yeah, that'll go on between the top six teams starting in the beginning of July. And take us through the baseball calendar.
So actually, yeah, let me explain, yeah, a bit easier. So
go for it.
We started, when did we start? We started in April, I think. Yeah, we started in April. And then, so we have a Czech Extra League is eight teams. We play three game series against each other. So we play Friday, Saturday, Sunday usually. And so it's 21 games in the regular season. And after that, top six teams advance to the top six. And then the last two teams go to a relegation zone and they play against teams from the other division who are trying to move up to the Extra League. So right now we played six games of top six. So we played against, who did we play against? Ostrava Arrows and Tempo Praha. We play against those two teams, and we got Drazi, Hroší, and Třebíč after break. So we start July 1st. We start against Drazi, and then we go next weekend against Hroší, and then I think we finish against Třebíč. So yeah, and then after that, all these top six teams, whenever they're done, there's going to be top four teams, and then there's going to be first against fourth, they're going to play best of five. Then second against third, they're going to play best of five. And then winners of those series, they're going to move to Czech series, which is best of seven, I believe, this year. Yeah.
That is awesome, man. And there is so much baseball left to be played this year. And like I said, there's a World Baseball Classic qualifier coming up toward the end of the year in Europe. And Martin. I also want to make sure to shout out not only the Extra League, but the Czech national program. If you're not following on social media, the photography is amazing. The videography is amazing. The packaging of Czech baseball is really fantastic. And that's not just like, well, we're interviewing a Czech representative. So we got, it's really some of the best in baseball on the social media front and all of it. So go give them a follow on social media. Martin Cervenka, it's so great to get a chance to talk to you, man. Thank you for letting me waste your Friday night, and congrats on everything so far. We'll be following along with the top six and beyond this year.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me. And, you know, we'll talk to each other in the future, I'm sure.
What a fun conversation. Martin Cervenka joining the show, not to be confused, as noted, with Martin Cervenka. But if you are somebody listening in the Czech Republic, you knew that already. So much fun to get a chance to talk to Martin and to hear about his future baseball road coming up later on this year. And you can follow along with the Czech Extra League action online and keep up with the news, of course, from there and elsewhere across the world baseball and softball landscape at WBSC.org. Huge thanks again to Martin for joining the show, and our biggest thanks, as always, to you for joining in. Alan Rastoviak, our producer, for putting in all the work to clean up the interviews and make everything sound good, and for everybody at WBSC. My name is Tyler Mond. Thanks for joining us on this month's edition of The Global Game, and we'll talk to you next month.